Hey, I'm FK.
And I'm Joels.
Welcome to I Said What I Said,
the Unsolicited Opinions Podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Welcome to episode number 3 of I Said What I Said, the Unsolicited Opinions Podcast. FK, what have you been up to the last 2 weeks?
You know that kind of thing where you ask kind of question, I genuinely can't remember what has been happening. What have I been doing though? Hey, God. This was a busy weekend. There's a lot of activities. Yeah, I've just been trying to recoup funds. That's actually what I'm trying to do.
Oh, from your sojourn to the overs.
Listen to me. It's actually taking a real hit on my lifestyle. When people invite me to places that I see the Naira sign, I'm like, oh, wow, that's just so shocking. I have a conflict. You know? So I just can't make it. What have I been doing? Yeah, I've just been trying to work. I've been out here chilling in Lagos. That's it. Nothing has anything memorable happened in the last 2 weeks. Not personally.
Clearly not.
Wow. Okay.
Like, I don't... So like, you've been trying to...
Yeah, so some are rude anyway. Awesome. I just thought I'd come on a new note, but it's okay. My true self is coming out. No problem. What about you, Joel? What did you do? What did you accomplish?
I didn't accomplish anything except finally paying for Asho Ebi.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do anything that I can really remember other than that.
Hey, so yeah.
There is that and work. Just normal stuff.
Yeah. I've decided that, like, if you're going to be inviting me to your wedding, it should be, like, as an appearance. Yes,
like as a guest.
Paid. Do you know what I mean?
I had people pay tickets to attend weddings, and I wonder how I can move. Like, they give her the Asho Ebi free.
Sis, contact me, please.
And then they pay her to come.
Contact me, teach me always. Do you know, I'm actually tired. Sis, teach me. Raise me higher.
I'm Yoruba enough to actually enjoy that kind of job.
I will love it.
You pay for me to, first of all, get a new outfit.
Yeah.
And then enjoy rocks.
Is
on your dime.
Girl, I'll post your whole wedding, hashtag everything. I'll even go to vendors meeting. Yes.
Girl, bye.
I will attend because I'm also part of the, you know, the entertainment.
Nuptials.
So yeah, that's it. Actually, I didn't go to a wedding in my last 2 weeks, which is strange for Lagos. But I went to quite a few people have been having birth. What's happening? What happens in September?
Why is I'm doing the math. I think they're like,
why is everybody born?
Christmas-ish, New Year baby. So people are on
leave. Why is everybody born in their September? Parents were essentially fornicating in the Christmas time.
During Christmas and New Year. They were happy.
In a holy period.
Exactly.
Oh, people.
Exactly.
That's why it was raining today in Lagos. I have begged you guys, stop living in sin.
Man,
you don't want to listen.
I just heard some funky thunder. I said, God, I'm not ready. Hey.
I had the opposite. This morning, I woke up and I thought, this is 8:15. Take me. take me. Listen, I'm ready to go. I wasn't even going to say bye to anyone. I was ready. What I've decided is, when the end of the world comes, I want to be on the first round so I can be. And I also, I've warned Angel Gabriel and Michael that I want to be assigned to the door, the pearly gates of heaven, so that I can be gauging who is here. You came. You? Oh, hey, you made it. Wow. So I knew you could
God
never make it.
Really
move
forgiving.
To that second line, please.
Like, you're here. Wow.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm like,
someone was in a forgiving mood.
I'm like, oh, sorry. You're going to a lower floor. you're not up here. So, yeah, I'm going to be at the door at the pearly gates when you guys get there. So watch out for that.
Yeah. So let's just get into some of the hot topics this week. First and foremost, Kylie Jenner is pregnant for Travis Scott. Like, I don't know why, like, we apparently care. But, yeah, she's pregnant, so... Like, I mean, I guess I'll say she's already, like, an adultish. She's grown up super fast, so...
How old is Kylie? Like, 18? Okay.
She's 20 now. So that's cool. You
know, yeah, that's... You know, it's one of those things that I genuinely couldn't care less. Yeah.
So that's the end of the topic, basically.
Yeah.
Cool.
So Kylie's pregnant, and that's whatever you want to do with
delivery
that.
And all of that great stuff.
But can I just say that, how many L's does Tiger want to take in his life?
He couldn't, she couldn't get pregnant when she was 18.
Why?
Because technically she was still a child.
Okay, but when she was 19, just how many, like, why does this always happen? I feel like he's kind of person that this always happens to.
What?
I feel like Tiger's kind of person that
his
you
life
go
is
out
just
with,
a consecutive
you break up with,
succession
and then, like,
else.
The next person you, like, marry them. I feel like that's Tiger's story. I think you should go and check it, what they've done in his family. They should go and check his star, because I'm telling you that someone has actually tampered with the whole thing. The light is flickering because sometimes.
I mean,
Kylie, like, again, I just have nothing to say. So
I genuinely wish her the best, because a baby's not an accessory.
No, it's not. Like, it's not. Kits.
It's. I don't know. I don't know very many parents that I've never heard. Parenting is fun.
No,
like, there's a lot I've heard about parenting, no. But
and I feel like she's gonna get a new show, and I feel like that's awesome. The fact that she's gonna get life, maybe. Do you know what? Somebody actually said this, that is it. Life with Kylie.
Yeah, they just make it life
was so boring that she had to get pregnant so that we can look forward to something. Do you get? So I saw a headline that said Kylie Jenner is pregnant with a baby, because I was obviously expecting her to give birth to Fenty Beauty. So.
I saw that. I mean, I was like,
I think that's the level of care we have.
You know, I felt like, you know, someone graduated from journalism school has this great, you know, you're excited, then you get a great job, and your first story, they're like, yeah, you're gonna report on this.
Kylie's pregnant,
and the guy is just wondering, like, how far? So he was like, do you know what? Headline: Kylie Jenner is pregnant
with a baby.
Because this is not what I suffered in school to come here and do. But I genuinely do wish her, like, the best of luck with all of that. Because pregnancy in itself, like, I know there's the nice parts, all the photo shoots and all the ooh and ah. But
yeah, there's a whole apparently part not easy. That you don't take pictures in.
Yeah, it's apparently not easy. So good luck to her and her baby daddy and her family and all that stuff. But up next we have the... my boo, Daddy Fash.
Okay, so that's inappropriate. And I think she's referring to Minister Fashola. Okay, I don't know what this is. But as for me, I think we should respect him as, you know, a civil servant in
Minister
the
Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Anyway, Babs Fash, he moves.
He said that he just made an announcement about toll gates coming back onto federal roads.
Yeah.
So all of you that like traveling,
You're going to pay. You're going to be paying.
And I really wish I could muster up anything but a from that news, because,
do you know,
in Lagos, I feel like I pay toll gates from my house to the door, from the door to the gate.
Yeah.
So we're used to it here.
Yeah.
Also,
we've been paying toll gates everywhere.
I really hope people are expecting the roads to get better.
Oh, because they are paying for it. No. What you should
Lagosians
expect.
Lagosians can tell you that, other than that, you see why they're always in that Lekki Koyi Bridge? Because it's the only good road in Lagos. It's not because of anything. That stretch.
Also, for the pics.
It's the only
hands up
good road
in Lagos.
If you've
not taken a picture on Lagos. Are you living in Lagos? Or have you... oh my God, what I love is somebody who visits Lagos. And then, like, when they're leaving, they put up the Lekki Koyi Bridge and in motivational quotes. Had such a good time, you know. The stories you hear, it's not what real is what you see. The people are the real gems.
Every
here.
Single
I'm
time I
crazy.
See that bridge, an overwhelming sense of shame just pours over me. Hot shame. Because you know how wretched the city has to be.
For that to bridge. Be your...
And nobody should come and talk about the San Francisco Bridge. Don't be stupid. Or the Brooklyn Bridge. Please, let's not be inept this after. As you can hear from my voice, I'm frustrated. I don't have money, so I'm already angry. Don't annoy me further.
How much is that toll gate?
$250.
Why should I be crossing?
$500 a day.
Every day. Every goddamn day. See, anyway, sometimes twice a day.
So all of you that you said you come and start paying to get. If I hear PIM,
that's
the moral of my story.
Interstate travel, they're going to charge you. That's actually all.
We also read something about the tax.
Yes.
FK was mentioning.
Yes. Also, if you're going to take a bus, you know, or
Chisco,
all these ones, they're going to tax them 0.5% for this very road also.
Yeah.
I think that's fascinating stuff. All you guys should look out for is your various local government chairman or people who work in the Ministry of Works that are gonna get, you know, paid out for this. Gauge if they have single children. This is the time for you to be wise.
Fall in love with
this
sense.
This is definitely the time. Go to that building in Abuja and fall in love there.
Okay.
So that's what's happening. By the time this is like what we're still talking about at this stage of the game. Like this 2017, like this is like these are the main
targets.
Yeah, these are the main strides that we're making in terms of works. I just, I'm overwhelmed with a feeling of averageness.
Okay, and also not to make this about me, or anything like that.
So she's gonna make it about her.
This is why you guys should vote for me to become your president.
Yes, Jolly Peperempe 19.
I know that some of you are probably sitting down thinking, I'd rather die. But technically, are we not already dead in this country? That's what you should think. Like, how much worse can it get? Just think, I want you to think about that. Don't now start having, this is not the time for you to have standards, is what I'm basically saying.
Yeah.
Don't start thinking that, Jola, like, not to be offensive or anything, but you know, we're trying to make Nigeria better. Why now? That's basically what I'm trying to ask you guys.
Abby,
like,
the one you
are
seen,
you really sure you can't spare 4 years for me to just faff around there?
Let me tell you something, and I will also be present so you guys can be rest assured that if anything, we're gonna have a good time. That's actually the truth.
Simple.
Let me tell you something, even if the economy crashes, the parties will, the Faji, whoa.
Epic.
Across the roads, everywhere. We'll be doing Lagos Carnival every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, minimum.
So, yeah, I'm going to be Minister of Enjoyment and other special affairs in that nature.
Yeah, I'm just really going to cut down on waste. So instead of wasting time, this single treasury account.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just move it straight to my account. So let's just cut down everything.
And do you know the thing? I'm actually really generous. I'm actually a very generous person, incredibly generous. So it's not that I'm not going to give out the money. I definitely will. Except if you annoy me. Look, sorry for you people from whichever state. Yeah, I'll just say, come, you. What are you saying there? You said that you don't like what my ministry is doing. Where are you from? The local government. I just say, please, Esther, that's the name of my PA. In this scenario, Esther, please cancel all the funding for this local government.
Yeah, still canceling funding. I'll turn that whole local government to a bouncing castle. It irritates me. The same way, like, I have plans to turn Ebo State into a very big salon.
I'm screaming. I actually think, like, states like that should be turned into a spa.
Salon.
A resort. I'm not joking. I honestly think some state, the whole state, should just become a resort land. And the rest of it should move to Ibadan. I heard there's space there. Honest to God, I think that the rest of it should just move to Ibadan. So that's it.
Okay. Up next, I'm going to talk about the NGO bill.
Right.
So the Nigerian Senate has introduced a bill last year on let me read this basically. It's a law seeking to establish a federal agency responsible for the supervision, coordination, and monitoring of non-governmental organizations and civil society organizations in Nigeria. What are my feelings on that?
Sorry, I just want you guys to note that when Jola was reading, you could see that the accent was elevated. That's what I call international exposure. What is showing now is Forex in her education. Do you see that English? It just came out smoothly, velvet. Anyway, just carry on.
Anyway, so first of all, if you have issues with it, the first person you have to thank is Umar Buba Jibril, a lawmaker from Kogi State.
Have y'all ever heard of him? I was about to say, have you ever heard of Kogi State? But by that, who is Umar Jibril?
Dino's friend.
Oh,
clearly.
Good.
They're from the same state.
Anyway, look, the moral of the story is that, I mean, the way I see it, I just think that this is, I don't know why, I don't know, like, of all the things that we need to be focusing on. I mean, there are a lot of bills that are pending in the Senate. I just don't understand. There's a lot of money in the NGO sector. So this regulation sounds to me like they want to be in control of the checks that are coming through.
One.
You know, and they don't want people to be saying and doing things that they don't see as important. So I just don't really, it seems like a sector of life that shouldn't be tampering with.
I don't think the NGO parties, so when people are, so you hear, you have all sorts of NGOs really clamoring against the bill, which I agree with on the one hand. But I think people being targeted with this type of bill are more civil society organizations.
Yeah.
So like you have all those like Transparency International type organizations are the ones that
they're
like
suffering.
The Nigerian Senate and Nigerian Executive really have a problem with. So like if you go through the bill, you see things like, why don't like you have to go every 2 years
to do what?
The NGO will have to appear before this body, and a rep from the NGO will have to appear from this body.
To say what?
To kind of be like, oh yeah guys, we're here again, we need to be renewed for something, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're basically, the problem with all of this, honestly and truly, is The Nigerian Senate is pretending that it cares.
Yeah,
trying to pretend it cares when we know that what this really is about is creating a new oversight body that's
another,
going to mean loopholes.
Another body, another committee.
And you don't know, so if you don't, you know what it's going to be. It's going to come a racketeering
of
system.
Of course, it's
going
to become a racketeering.
You want
system.
To open NGO? Don't worry,
I have a guy in NGO committee.
That is what it's going to
Let
become.
Let me hook you up.
My
you
worry.
Know?
All of it's just that the for report. The first year, you'll be giving him 10%. Oh.
That's it.
Don't be a fool.
Yeah.
Just know that this is what is going to happen. No, you do not know that this is going to happen. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you have people like, I worry for like organizations like Budget.
Yeah.
That spend that all actually their showing, time and money shouting about, what is asking questions like, so.
Why are you spending
Senator
this money
Senator XYZ,
on?
You said you Good. Built a school. And we went to the place.
We didn't see
all we saw there was a very nice plot.
We couldn't
empty.
See the
We couldn't
school.
See a single thing.
We couldn't find it.
And so those are the kind of guys I'm worried about because they'll just become delisted or
yeah,
blocked
they'll be silenced.
Or,
and yeah. I mean, that's it. It's all these reports that we hear about Lagos will be dope. But also, did you guys see that statement that said that this is the third most stressful city in the world to live in? Lagos doesn't win any award worldwide except for award of stress. So I just want to point out that this place is actually trying to kill you.
What does that have to do with the NGO bill?
Okay. What does it have to do with the NGO
I'm
bill?
Just waiting for you to get there.
Of what it has to do with the NGO bill. Obviously, NGOs that are partaking in stress relief are obviously concerned about this. It doesn't have anything to do with the NGO bill. Because the NGO bill doesn't have anything to do with me personally as a person or anything that I stand for. It's a racket. And I want you guys to, if you see any petition flying about, sign it.
True. Yeah. Is so that bugs me. So if you have an issue with this, you should probably call up your senator. The reason I said that with a bit of a hiccup
what
in
your
my
senator's
voice is,
number.
I have it. I tried to call his number several actually.
And he didn't go through.
Sometimes it will ring. Sometimes it's.
And they didn't pick up.
No. So every Nigerian public citizen supposed to have an office number or
that you can
an open number that you can call, and they have like if you go on. Their state websites or the House of Reps.
And you've
of
done this.
You know I'm trouble.
Jola actually has a lot of time. I
can't check. You know I care about stuff like this. So you can try and get in contact with your House of Reps person or your senator.
Good luck.
Good luck with that. Or you can just do what Nigerians do and hope that things will change, which is
Or just make noise.
Yeah.
That's all.
No, noise doesn't do anything. You know, Nigerians, they never believe that.
No, just make noise to appease yourself, your inner conscience. Just say, you know, make a thread. That always makes people feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Make a thread, you know, just get on a high horse. Make a thread about how, you know, you just don't like what is going on. You just think
but I was going
to
say something else.
You know.
On the other hand, NGOs have kind of become a get-rich-quick
scheme in this
in
country
Nigeria.
Because
so,
they get funding and they don't do much.
Yeah, not that they don't do much, but they're not under pressure to justify
how they spend
the money. So yeah. While the Senate, in my personal opinion, is probably using this as a means to a nefarious end, I do believe that a lot of there's a lot of shadiness that comes with working in Nigeria. And this is why I've personally been very reticent about starting
I have a solution.
Or working with one. So I've there's one I already work with and I really like them. Stand to Endrip. But other than that, like you because legitimately you can get 10 million and decide to use
and
9
how
million
you want.
For overhead.
Yeah. I have a solution.
Costs or whatever. And nobody even knows because nobody's declaring, oh, this is how much we got, this is what we used it for. So that kind of opaque, you know, that kind of opacity.
It's not clear.
It's probably that kind of opacity is what gave room for this. If it was very clear that NGOs just generally work.
But this happens all over the world, man. I just feel like look, you have a lot of issues in the Senate to focus on. This is actually
this is not one of them.
This is not your focus. Anyway, I have a solution that is broader than this. Put me in charge of the committee. Uh-huh.
I knew that there was this thing was going
Listen
to go.
Listen to me, sir. If you put somebody like me in charge, I care about a lot of things. Mm. I'm broad in knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Put me in charge of the committee and let's just see what's going to happen. Mm. Honestly, I really and truly believe, because I understand the whole thing. I personally am a foundation now. I would love people to donate to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the whole thing about giving accountability.
All right.
Because when you see me out, you see me looking nice. You can see that I'm showing you accounts
mm-hmm.
of how this money was spent. When you see my progression in life, my glow up.
We see your Instagram.
That is it. You can see that I'm actually using your money what? Wisely. I'm spending, because if I was looking worse off, then you know that I'm using your money to eat burger. But
if you're looking I'm smashing. Actually
good. So that's really all I have to say. Again, I'm gonna put my account details at the end of goodness. This session, so you can send me money. Okay. Now, please, I want us to get to the Royal Rumble. The last thing we're going to talk about before we get into our topic of the day, which is love languages. You guys, the squares are fighting. Bye bye, Peter, and goodbye, Paul. And what's that last one's name?
Jude,
aka Judas Iscariot.
Yes,
absolutely. Judas is also fighting with P Square. Do you know the thing about this P Square fight that is, like, before we actually get into talking about it, I just want to state categorically, everybody's over it. It's so funny. Everybody's just like, oh, okay, you guys are spacing up again.
That's the most interesting thing. Like, all of a sudden, do you know what I've been seeing that has been cracking me up? I've seen so many, you know, Nigerians so dramatic. Twins never fight. This is so sad. I've never seen anything like this. I'm just like, guys,
shut up, my friend.
Me and my brothers used to fight like Arab. My mother would see us beating the hell out of ourselves. When she would
come, be looking.
She would come down with, you know, when it takes physical exertion to separate the children. What my mother say? What happened here? Cake.
It's always something. So I'm like, look, they'll be all right. They'll be fine. What did he say there that was so big? He said, shame on you.
Something about coughing.
If I call my brother now,
I threatened to kill my brother over bread.
Say shame on you. It's not Max. You drop
bread,
the phone.
To be specific. Those idiots. I bought bread. I woke up the next day. I saw nylon in the fridge. I don't know what's going on in this house.
Like, honestly, let everybody just calm down. First of all, I mean, okay, when were we going to talk about B Square this year if they didn't do this? We were not.
Their time is moving on up.
And also, you Nigerians that are habatically crazy, that keep mentioning Peter's wife, Lola, and this, what did she do to you? What has her crime been? You guys actually have to pick a side. Okay, if men are the superior gender or sex or whatever, men are the superiors, men are in charge, women are lesser, then why is it every time a man does something, oh, his wife is controlling him?
It's because his mother died.
This one, that one. You have to pick. It's either men know what they're doing or they don't know what they're doing.
I vote for the latter.
You can't be switching every time, oh, Lola did this. Honestly, I was looking at some of the comments on her Instagram and I was honestly weeping with laughter, because you people have so much spare time. This is why the nation can't move forward. When you're not contributing to the economy at work, you are there. You're commenting on Lola Okoye's picture. Let me tell you the moral of this story. The reason why, after a while, I thought to myself, am I going to focus on this P1, P2 for the rest of the day or not? Is the thing that what they're fighting about is real money, cash. Do you have it?
Yeah, it's sad on the one hand and petty and silly. But is it petty and small? Because I've read conflicting reports. I've read that part of it has to do with like family issues, somebody not liking someone's family decisions or whatever. That one is pretty, and you know, everybody's acting. That one Nigerians can understand.
Yeah.
Oh my! You hear those stories all the time.
Today, my
grandfather doesn't like my mother. She's always doing something. My paternal grandmother.
They don't like my wife.
Everybody understands that one. Yeah. And then on the other hand, I hear that there's business involved.
There is, because Jude makes. Well, the report I saw, Jude just makes a lot more than he should for somebody who is fundamentally talented.
But this is my issue. Is that what they agreed on? So I read somewhere that the agreements are not even solid. That's what I'm saying.
It's a crime of stupidity. It's absolutely on all sides, actually. Let me tell you why. First of all, my own thing is I blame Jude. I just blame him. When you look at his face, he seems guilty. I look at his face. Dear Paul, I think the dreadlocks are heavy on his head. So I don't know that he's moving sensibly now. At the end of the day, one of my friends just said to me, which one of them was sitting next to Dangote in that picture? Peter Abi. That's the one that's gonna be all right. You know that picture, he was almost cuddling Dangote on the car. So close to him. Those are the kinds of things he has to start pulling out now. But I just wanna like understand, and I just wanna beg like the people and God, if they give an interview, for God's sake. If that woman
Azuka
gives the interview, I'm just, that's gonna be the edge for me, because we don't need another one of that. And the second thing for me is that, well, should be one of them can sing, one of them can dance. Abby, what's the second one going to do?
No, but the dancer had a show with Glow, Dance with Peter, and that did really well. Peter had a show.
Okay, Dance with Peter. This, and that's part of why they are fighting
and
now.
That did really well. So what I think, but then also something I need to see. Maybe this could be good for them.
I think so.
This is what happens to a lot of group acts. Yeah. Like family, or, you know, family, group, individual, group acts. You guys start to get a little high on you.
One shines.
Or nobody shines.
Okay.
Another valid option is that you then realize that
both of you are
nobody is paying for
having
people
so
are not going
talent.
To pay for just P or just Square.
Oh, mate.
It's both that we want.
And Peter really seems like the Beyonce. He honest to God, he does.
Yeah, I kind of wish that in typical Nigerian fashion that, oh, your dirty laundry, don't drag it into the streets.
Yeah, I think they could have handled it a bit better. Like, they wouldn't be the first, you know. See
this is why you need to have, like, you need to have all your legal work proper, because
one,
at
and
this
two,
point
you hire a publicist,
hire a publicist, stop. Hire a good publicist, hire a good lawyer.
Yeah.
So that, because you don't even need to be friends to continue doing business. If all your paperwork was intact, it'll be clear.
Today, one is saying that. I mean, look, let's see. Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt run a production company. They're both directors in the same production company. The Rock, his ex-wife is his manager. You people don't like money. That's the thing. You guys don't have focus. My pride. My friend, will you shut up? Listen, forget all that one. Anyway, I just think that if indeed Peter is standing up for his family and his wife or whatever, then good on him.
Good on him, because guess what? He's in the minority of Nigeria.
Yeah, look, your brother is not going to warm you at night. So at some point, you have to let him go. As for Jude, congratulations on your teacher, but also good luck to you, because what you going to do? At least one is dancing, one is singing.
No, but he's with the singing
Jude
one.
Jude is doing what?
Jude and Paul.
Maybe they can be, well, he can be
you
Square.
Do still manage
P. 5.
They still have Cynthia Morgan.
What? Who?
Aria! What is the name of that song now?
You guys.
What's the name of that
I don't
song?
Think you experienced what I just experienced with the sound and the movement Jola just did.
What's
how
that
incredibly
now?
Rude.
No, so Cynthia Morgan.
Cynthia Morgan is
the,
under them.
She's under
Jude.
One of the. Who is she under now?
Jude.
So Jude is going to, we're going to be getting a lot more.
Is Cynthia Morgan going to blow? Can she blow?
Jamaican tracks upon this.
Okay, but in all seriousness, like, is that sustainable? Is that actually a sustainable strategy for life?
Timaya has been doing this since 2008. Cynthia Morgan has the talent. She just needs.
What? Does she?
Yes. Her tracks are. All you need is a few drinks. And you love.
I think I'm talking about like 6 or 7.
No, but on the real, like, I think everybody will be fine, because at the end of the day, guess what? This is just temporary.
Yeah, they're
fodder for the Nigerian gist mill. When it boils down to it, Square One and Square Two and Jude, nobody actually genuinely cares like that.
Yeah.
So you guys will be fine. Don't worry. And if you're not fine, all of the rest of
y'all
us will
gonna
be
all right. So we're moving on to our actual topic for the day. It's love languages. I feel like I should speak in the central voice when we're talking about love languages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Jola, do you know a lot about love? do you know what? I actually asked a simple question. Jola, do you know, are you having experience?
I'm a woman of the world.
Wow.
Learned and intelligent.
Okay. I'm actually not of this world. I'm in it, but I'm actually not of this.
Ah, Beggy, are you the first Christian?
I'm actually a heavenly being. Are you having experience with love?
I do.
I don't. This before is. We, okay, this is not.
Before we get there, can we just let people understand what we're talking about?
You guys don't know love languages.
So the five languages are a concept created by a man called Gary Chapman.
Yes.
And it's outlines 5 ways for you to express and experience love.
Yeah.
Which are 1, gift giving. B, quality time.
Mm-hmm.
Roman numeral 3, word of affection.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, acts of service devotion. Finalement, physical touch.
That's it. So those are the 5 love languages. And what generally happens is there's a test. You're supposed to take... I actually did this yesterday, completely unrelated.
It's completely unrelated. Is that what you said?
Excuse me, it's completely unrelated. I was just doing it for research purposes. These are things that I do for you guys. I've done it several times, actually. And what I found is it changes as you move forward. And it also changes depending on if you're on your own or you're in contact with somebody. But the thing is, you should know your love languages. Words of affirmation, obviously, if you like to talk a lot. A lot of women, their love language is words of affirmation. Long, so chat. Words, you know.
So useful.
This is also Nigeria. I think Nigerian sweet. Men, this is the language. This is not their own love language, but this is the language they've been trained in demon camp, where they all went before they came out. Because all those sweet words, my God, I love you. You're the best. All these ones, all those guys selling you dreams. Man. I've never met anybody like you.
Why are you speaking English? Nigerian men, when they are wanting a woman, they lose all their ability to even communicate.
They actually, they stop saying.
They'll just say anything.
Anything.
If I dey lie, make her die. They'll say anything.
For your love, I will fight Chinese.
They'll just say anything. As in, one spirit will just enter.
Let me tell you.
Oh yeah, give her.
Let me tell you something. let me tell you how I know that Nigerian men love words of affirmation, love to sell dreams. We are living in a society and in a time where a man, in order to give you a compliment, has said, and we all say it now, your mama born you well and you're beautiful. Meaning the main thing about you that he likes is that the fact that your mother gave birth to you in an appropriate manner. Okay? That's where we are. So that's words of affirmation. And then there's acts of service. Which is doing things for other people, relieving their stress, you know.
So if you know she has errands, or like maybe there's a problem with her car, you help her fix it. Or
I keep hearing about this stuff. I've never met anybody that is doing that.
Well, fixing of car.
I do know the bill that is at the mechanic. I don't get.
Yeah, so there's all just like smaller stuff, or you know she's supposed to do something for her.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Nigerian men hate this one.
Because acts of service.
Share more, don't
it's when you do things.
You start. That's the first thing you hear. You just say, babe, can you help me to? Your whole face is just squeezing, crumpling.
You know, that's when you remember that you're the man of the house.
Yeah.
When so your wife asks you to
do something. I don't think they are big on this one.
On acts of service. So
it's just
that,
doing stuff to relieve people's stress without being told.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. On your
Taking
own.
Taking initiative.
That's the main thing. What else is there? Giving gifts.
You people know that one.
Do they? They know it in the beginning.
Singlet, boxers. That's what you guys have been giving your man. Why do you guys always complain about this thing?
Well,
don't you
singlet
need
or boxers? If you had good singlet or boxers, you won't be receiving as gifts. That's something that Nigerian women are very, very pragmatic in.
Yeah.
So once they realize that Looney Tunes boxers have been wearing for the past 3 years, kubosi.
That's what they moved to. So gifts giving, you guys get it. I mean, again, I think women are active in this scene. Y'all always, you know, people are always buying things. So
quality
gift
time.
Is fine. Quality time.
Nigerians do that one a lot now. People just sit down together in traffic. What?
The traffic. Let me tell you what is not quality time. Quality time is not two of you sitting down, looking at your phone, pressing phone, watching TV. He is playing game. You are watching Scandal. That is not quality. I'm talking about quality time where you sit down, you know, you look to each other's eyes.
You
communicate.
I've never been able to do that thing.
Look into somebody's
without
eyes.
Without.
That's why your heart is hot.
Deep from. You know when you're. There's laughter that's
hot. Just
you know, there's laughter that comes from deep within your soul. What are you looking at? My friend, when you go and find money. Quality time. Go quality time.
Okay, so that's Kelly Jonas love language. You know what I mean? And then the last one is the one you people actually need to
stop
doing.
That's why there are
160
million of us. That's physical touch.
Physical touch.
Nigerians,
I think that we don't need to. You know, some of you, this is actually not your love language, but you've moved into it. So, you guys, this is the one you guys know with vim. Physical touch. You love it. And the thing about it is
actually
not
sex.
It's not sexual acts.
It's not
like,
sex.
You know, touching someone's arm, you know, stroking someone's beard. You know, these are acts of affection.
Stroking what?
Someone's beard. Because honestly, I don't know what you're doing with a beard. Less like, sis, get some help. Like, why? You know, if talk to me. Send me an email. Or talk to me later if your boyfriend or husband is not having facial hair. We'll send him some peppermint oil that the pastor has prayed
over. Okay, what's your love language? Or what are your love languages?
Do you know what? I think that some I'll tell you my actual love language based on this test. But let me tell you some other love languages that I think need to be included.
Money.
In this stuff.
Wonderful dollars. Stuff. That's
not money. Forex.
Forex.
That is a love language that I speak so fluently.
Please, before we continue, I know that there's somebody there that was born of a great woman but has refused to live up to his potential. I was about to start saying what of CDs or something stupid.
Which one is CDs? Is that foreign currency?
We mean the one that had name and Ghana son name.
Is Ghana not the pound sterling? I don't get
that's it. What we're talking about.
Ghana is and, like Lekki face.
Don't come and bring it. What day is in Benin Republic? I will slap you and use that money to wipe your tears.
So that's a love language that I tend to think should be added. And another big love language I don't understand, food. I don't understand how food is not a love language. Let me tell you something. The way to my heart genuinely is good food. You can actually deceive me if I'm eating good food. You can actually take everything that I have. Food is a big love language. Another love language that I think we don't look into often, sense. You know, because by the time you're doing physical touch, words of affirmation, acts of service, but you're lacking of sense, which I find a lot of men don't have sense.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big love language for me. Just having just common sense. Not even, you don't have to be even intelligent. Or just as in the basic requirement, minimum level of sense. That's also a big love language for me. What else do I really feel should be a love language? Peace of mind. Like, don't be a stressful person. Peace of mind is a love language. What else? Yeah, I think those are the ones that
are love language.
I'm surprised.
But what's your actual love language? Okay?
Wine.
Oh my god. The one why you took the test, what did he tell you?
Okay, fine, gotcha. So you're supposed to have two that are high and then the rest are lower. My primary love language is words of affirmation. I talk a lot. I don't know if you guys can tell. I talk a lot. And I also write in prose. Like, if I send you a long text, you can be afraid. I talk in prose. So, words of affirmation. I love all that stuff. I'm a person that likes to write letters, all these kinds of things. I move to that. Words of affirmation. And then the second love language, which has changed, is quality time. I like, you know, to see the people. I mean, I'm not very big on let's catch up or on text or phone. Sit down. Let's yarn. And then, shockingly, I don't know what has happened in this 2017 because I'm actually not of the world. My third love language is physical touch. But it's not in a bad gang way that you people are thinking. You know, more of a hand-holding, more of a, you know, light touch here and there, more of a hug kind of vibe.
That one was the last one for me.
On a cuddles pee. And then after that, but before, it used to be very, very firmly acts of service and then words of affirmation. But the whole thing has changed now. You know, I don't know. But the key thing about this whole love language pee that we need to see, what was your own love language, actually?
Words of affirmation, mate.
And what?
I can't remember the second one, but I remember that physical touch was last. And that made me laugh. Because, do you know why? I was not surprised at all. Because I'm the type that if you hold my hand, I'll be like, I don't
get what's happening.
Like, I would actually have a look of confusion. I'll be like, what's wrong? Like, why are you holding me? I touched my hand. Why are you holding me? Because with my friends,
I'm very, very, very touchy-feely.
But if you're, I'll just be like, sorry. Like, sorry,
what's happening?
What's going on?
But yeah, I think the key thing, I think a lot of relationships break down because people don't understand. The person you're with will probably have a different love language from you. So if I'm words of affirmation now, and the person that I'm with, God forbid, their love language is gift giving, okay, or gift receiving, they will keep buying me all sorts of random stuff, and I'm like, what do I want to do with this flower? I'll be talking to them, telling them, you know, how I feel about them, and they're thinking, okay, but where you didn't buy
present?
Me anything.
Where is my
and
present,
then obviously
though?
Why are she not compatible? So that's just the key. Have you found that in your past? Jola, I'm asking you about your expertise on love, okay? Have you found in your past relationships or experiences with people and with males that your love languages have caused conflicts?
Yes.
In what sense?
In the sense that they are not clever. Men are not very brilliant creatures. That's the first thing.
Oh,
we need to start
God.
From there. The fault is not really mine.
Okay.
But it's mostly, it's basically what you just said, when you don't understand that someone, the person you're with is different from you.
Yeah.
So you might be expressing love the way you accept it.
Yeah.
And when they're not really moving to it, you just be in your group chat being like, yeah, man is...
He's just insensitive. He's a bit, he doesn't care.
He's a bit dumb, really. And it causes problems. But then again, I'm also a very dramatic and final person. So I just take it to mean, oh, this isn't working. Like, rather than finding out, no, genuinely, like, what's rather than happening? Finding out what's going on, like, I'll actually be like, oh, this isn't working. Now, what a normal person would do is have that conversation.
Yeah, like, what's working. Going on?
I would decide by myself it's not working. And do you know what's best? Not stop speaking to you. Because I've broken up.
So, what would you say
I've
in terms of in communication zero?
That was in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm going to send you a text to say, guy, I think we're on a downward slope.
Why do
so
we
what
do
I'm
those kind
do
of things? You want somebody
myself.
To do something, but you don't want to tell them to do it
no,
because
no, no.
you want them
I don't,
to already
I don't even want
know
them to. So I don't even bother. Do I don't bother with that. In my mind, I'm just like, que sera, sera.
Personally, I just feel like, why don't you know the things that like I like? Like, why don't you? Do you guess? Like, what's yeah. your problem? Can you observe? can you take notes?
Yes.
Can you take notes of things that I say? You can't listen. Don't you watch all those movies where maybe she says something on their first date?
Really? Because I talk a lot, so I don't know. Are you not listening?
She says something on their first date. She says she likes something. Then 10 years later, he will now buy the thing. You men in this situation, you can never, because you were not listening. You were absolutely not listening.
Yeah, but I find love languages very interesting in Nigerian context, because I remember the first time I brought this thing up with my mom.
Yeah.
She was just like, Nigerian women don't really understand all this thing. Another love language is, don't let your mother disrespect me. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Don't let your family members come and abuse me. How about that?
How about that? Don't
another,
try
another
me.
Love language. Let me be your next of kin. How about that?
How about that?
How about that? All this one you are writing here, you are telling me.
Let
if,
me tell you,
if you should buy, he's buying you coconut chips. So it's words of affirm. It's a gift giving. I don't want your stupid gifts. Okay. Don't make your brother. Don't put your
also,
brother's name
man,
on our family house.
Let me tell
house.
You what is not a bloody love language. Your wife cooking and cleaning. That's just a part. Because I know the next thing now is, and that's my. That's just the way I receive.
Remember,
will you shut up and act of service for your damn self? What's wrong with you? If we're not talking about cooking and cleaning, because I know that that's what these things always descend into. No, that's not it. Let me tell you another love language. Face your front. Let me not see with any other woman. That's also a love
that's
language.
That's also an important love language.
That's actually a very key.
This guy language. Wrote this thing for able people.
He did. Let me tell you what he didn't add as a love language. Pay my children's school fees.
On time and in full.
Pay school
on
fees.
Time and in full. Not the one that you ask your child.
Let me tell you,
what did you learn in school today?
Is love language.
Mommy, they remove me from the yeah. class because their daddy has not paid. That's not a love,
pay
a love language.
What are you saying? That's a love language.
That's a full.
I mean,
I think we should write our
I
own.
I think we should. I think we need to actually change. Post me on your page. Post me. Honestly,
I'm
social
not,
media
I'm
is
not,
a love language.
Not the highlight of my neck.
No.
Not my shadow.
No.
Not my shadow with one stupid quote.
Post my face. Post me.
You know, when Nigerian men are not too sure of you, now they will post one. Your shadow will be in the picture. They now say, it's crazy how the world revolves around the moon. What you say?
Post me, hey. That's it. That's my love language.
That's my love language.
I'm trying to think of which other love language that as in. Respect is a big love language, yo. Don't talk to me anyhow. That is a love language. Once your voice is raising above, going above certain decibels, I start to look at you that, oh, sorry, you must be mistaken. You must actually have a different
it's
idea.
It's because we're in Nigeria. For endeavors. You just have seen someone pressing 999. I'm in fear of my life, sir. They want to kill
please
me,
come
please.
Come on, Carrie. Why is it that? I mean, Nigerian couples don't even know how to fight. One has carried bottles. The second one has also carried bottles. Like, oh, yeah, one of us must die. Today, why can't you guys, you know, sit down and write pros and cons? Don't you watch that in the movies?
Yeah. So this whole love languages is... Actually, no, Bant, you guys should go and just Google love languages and take the test.
I think you should do the test. But I think it's very important to try and understand that the way you operate. I think, honestly, I mean, I don't want to be kidding, but I think girls have this problem more than guys because we just believe that the way we operate is the way, like, things should be. For example, the one of me to chat, I always encounter guys who are just like, it's not that I don't want to say anything. It's just like, how many words do I need to use before you understand that what I said is actually what I meant? Because you know when you tell something, oh, and they say, oh, this. For example, this is one that I've seen it happen many times. So how do you feel about me? Say, I like you. Oh, yeah, but how do you feel? Like, why?
Expand on that line.
Then you see that the spirit of the man is growing cold. Is that because he's thinking, Kilele, what do you mean, why?
My dad said that one of the first fights he had with my mom, he came back from work. And she said, how was work? And she said, fine. He said, fine. And she said, oh, what did you do? He said, had a few meetings. And then you know, just did some more work. And she was still looking. And my dad said he was like a fool. He thought the conversation was over. And then she said, I don't understand. Don't you want to talk to me? He said that. I just told you what happened. So instead of him to now like expand a bit more, he started getting angry that, do you want me to start saying 901? Wrote 903. Like, what more do you want? My mother started getting annoyed that he's insulting her. Ah, he started fighting.
Wow, do you know how much that kind of thing can frustrate me? So you don't understand what I'm saying. Listen, we're actually tough. We're a tough crowd. We're a tough crowd, yeah. Women. But
so, on the real, people should take this love language thing and find out what your partner's own is, so that you people will not
be. Okay, but I have a question. Are there limits? Because, for example, something like gift giving as a love language, I can see how it can cause many problems. Because that's how iPhone X can be a love language. Yes.
Meanwhile, your partner is on a...
And then if...
Techno one.
I didn't ask you to sit down and do the test to your partner and say, they should be, they said my love language is gift giving. Buy me. Brazilian hair is not a love language. let me explain to you.
Yeah,
now.
But if you read the book or read up on it, it gives a little bit more context. It's not like massive gift giving. It's little things.
It's thoughtful gifts. Thoughtful gifts. I thought about you. Like, I know you like Bolly from Mama Jimmy, so I bought it for her. Not that you're arguing that he didn't buy you iPhone X or a G-Wagon. Jiggers, you know. So that's, I mean.
If your boyfriend's, please, hey, young ladies out there, if your boyfriend's love language is gift giving, don't go and give him your father's house or land. Don't go and change the deed.
What's that?
And say that is love that language. Nonsense. Don't give him your school fees.
Don't give him anything.
Sweet girl.
What's wrong with Chris?
He said he wants to.
Is that not the max?
He said he's the next WizKid. So if you just help him out with a studio session, my dad boy is not going anywhere.
And then let me tell you something. He'll get into the studio. Maybe your name is Tolani. Is Funke. He'll be singing very stupid. Hello, look.
Oh, now that Ghanaian girls are in.
You'll be singing.
Kwabena, the words are named. My dear, don't
do that to yourself. And what and what and what now. Don't do that to yourself. What I say is buy him belts. You know, not Gucci belts, just normal belts. As long as the trouser is holding up and it looks like a decent line. Buy material. Let me go and sew Agbada. Yeah, so you gain.
Agbada is how many yards? Just kaftan. That's enough.
Let me tell you something. Dark colors. You gain, he gains. He looks sweet.
Yeah.
And that is it. So, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of love languages that I just feel should be, you know, some of your love language is stealing other people's boyfriends. And you have to...
FK, please.
You have to actually stop that. I'm serious. Because I know that some people are going to take this to the extreme. Your favorite love language is somebody else's husband's love language. That's what you love.
That's the only one you love.
That's the only one that you actually know. Some of you, instead of to learn your own babe's love language, is Sister Kemi in the choir's love language that you want to learn by force. That is not what we're trying to encourage. We're trying to encourage, you know, faithfulness and just happiness in this place.
Yeah. Anyway, now we've come to the end of our glorious podcast.
Yes.
Just a few things to note. We now have a Twitter account.
We do.
So if you search for I Said What I Said Pod, at ISWIS Podcast, that is we. You can listen to our podcast here on SoundCloud or here on iTunes.
Email us. Also, sorry, okay, we actually gave you the wrong. Do you know that we gave you the wrong email address? It wasn't our fault.
We made a mistake.
We have a producer called Star Level. He soon blew, so you guys will know him.
Star Level gave us the wrong.
For that,
the wrongest email address.
Email address.
So to send us emails asking us about life issues, personal questions which you will
tell
not answer.
Us about, if you've made it this far in the podcast, what I want you to do as your homework, I want you to send us some information in Blend now about love languages, and then maybe having personal problems in your home.
Yeah,
you know,
send an email to iswispodcast@gmail.com.
Send us an email how you know about this whole
if you want to appear on the podcast too.
You know,
at
the thing,
us.
The
don't
thing
send us
is,
an email.
Just at us. And the thing about it is, like, I don't want you to think this is one of the things where you now say, oh, I want to appear because you're not going to appear on a podcast. No. Okay? Just relax. Say you want to appear because that's well and good. You probably won't. Okay? So just take that into account. It's not every time. We might, may or may not. Do you have things to say? Are you an interesting person? Maybe you should send us a video. No, don't do that. Just yarn, you know, hey, one of your thoughts. Or if there are people that you really want to hear on the podcast. What's the topic that we're doing next?
Let's the next one is the family dynamics one.
The next one is about family dynamics. The next podcast of family, we're gonna explore everything from, you know, polygamous families to
single parent families
and the like. We're gonna try and get some people
to having step siblings, yeah, having half siblings, yeah, being an only child. So
adoption,
yeah,
adoption, the whole chingamadu.
Okay, so just another thing. Whenever we have guests, the podcast will probably be longer than this whole 45-50 minute thing.
Yeah. So don't
come and be quack quack quack.
That's not the point. And lastly, please, if you want to give us money in terms of advertisement or sponsorship, something like that,
shoot us an email.
Talk about your products or your services. Honest reviews, okay? That's the one I'm looking into now. Honest reviews, because if your product is nonsense, I'm so sorry. That's what we're gonna have to say. Send us an email. We will do the damn thing. Nobody should send us their song. This is actually not the forum.
Woo!
Oh, download my mixtape. No. I can already tell you that I don't want to listen to your mixtape. And like, that's just not what we're here for. So unfortunately, absolutely Z on the note of your new song or your new mixtape. Unless, actually, you know, we're saying this now, there could be big people listening to this. So if you're a foreign artist, for example, we can play your song here. But anything, you know, coming up, anything upcoming, I don't want to hear, okay? Like, you know, discover your story by yourself and then you at us in the story that we were the ones that didn't believe in you. It's okay.
Yeah, we're happy to be a footnote in your history.
All that one of you always hear knows, it's okay. No problem.
Okay, so thanks guys for listening.
Thanks.
See you in 2 weeks. What is it? I know you have something to say.
Ask you, you know, if you want to leave the readers something. What have you learned this week? What have you been reading or listening to?
I've been listening to on repeat Terry Akpala's remix to Shape of You.
What?
You haven't heard this greatness. I'll play for you after the studio session.
Don't.
It's the best thing. That's what I've been listening
Terry
to.
Terry Akpala, yes, has a remix of Shape of You.
It's the best thing. It's the best thing. Anyway, guys.
The end times are actually nice.
FK, have you been listening to or reading anything?
I have. I'm still reading a book called... Did I talk about this before? I'm reading a book called Contagious.
Yes. You spoke about it.
So I haven't finished this. I'm still... Actually, since the last time I mentioned it, I've moved like 10 pages. So we might be here for a while. But I'm looking for a new show to start watching. Yeah, that's just the thing.
Alrighty. Thanks for listening, guys. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.